Shabbat Shalom. Last week we began the book of Numbers with Parashah Bamidbar, which translates to in the wilderness. This Parashah covers chapters 1 through chapter 4, verse 20. These chapters contain censuses, encampment instructions, and duties for the specific tribe of the Levites. Numbers begins with the Lord commanding Moses to take a census of the tribes of Israel. Moses, with help from the heads of each tribe, was to count every male over the age of 20 who was fit for military duty. After listing the results from each tribe, the Torah records 603,550 Israeli men were available to fight. The Levites were exempt from this count, as they were instructed to care for the tabernacle. The census takes us to the end of the first chapter. And in chapter 2, the Lord outlines how the Israelites are to organize the camp. The tribes were to camp around the tabernacle at a distance. Each person was to camp with their tribe, and the tribes were organized in groups of three. The Lord of armies wisely told our people to break camp so that Judah's group, being the second largest, went out first, and Dan's group, which was the largest, went last. And so this provided important protection for our people and the tabernacle on the march. Chapters 3 and 4 contain the specific duties and place of encampment detailed for each of the Levitical clans. These chapters also contain the census of the Levites. Two separate ones are taken of the three clans, the Gershonites, the Kohathites, and the Merariites. The second census was for the men's ages 30 to 50 who were to serve in the tabernacle, which is also called the Tent of Meeting. The total number of Levite males is listed as 22,000 men. Bamidbar is a parashah that focuses on specific details. Much of the parashah is devoted to the topics of census results, tribe movements, and again, the specific duties of the Levites. In the rabbinical tradition, there are no specific commandments found in this parashah. I remember reading the beginning of Numbers for the first time on my own when I was around 10. I made it to about chapter 2, found it pretty boring, and skipped to the quote-unquote more interesting stuff later in the book. But now I hold a different view. One of the most interesting things about this parashah is that in the arrangement of the tribes, we see the need for an intermediary, a mediator between God and man. We read in Numbers 1, chapter 1, verse 53, "The Levites, however, are to set up their tents around the tabernacle of the covenant law so that my wrath will not fall on the community." The Levites are physically placed between the people and the tabernacle where the Lord dwelled. The tabernacle was at the center of our camps and at the center when we were on the march. So the tribe of Levi was charged with guarding and watching over God's dwelling place because of how incredibly precious and important it was. This was not something to be taken lightly, as any lay person or priest or even king that violated the command of the Lord by entering into his sanctuary improperly would face death. This brings me to what I feel is a lesson we are to learn in the account of Bamidbar. That we, just like the generation that left Egypt, have been given a choice. We can choose to follow the clear instructions for how we are to live our lives. Or we could choose not to. The owner's manual for life can be found in every nation on earth. The Bible these days is translated into just about every single known language. You know, if you have a cell phone in your pocket, the Bible is literally a website or app away. You can't escape it. And we can choose to become loyal to someone greater than all the Levites of old, the true mediator between God and man, Yeshua the Messiah. By doing so, the Lord, by his grace, his unmerited favor, creates a greater tabernacle, filling everyone who becomes loyal to him with his Holy Spirit. He transforms us from within into the image of his Son. Or we could choose to reject the Lord, to curse God and die in our trespasses and sins, experiencing true death. Each of us has a choice. Moses in Psalm 90 declares the truth that the Lord has been our refuge, our place of safety in every generation. May the Lord continue to be our refuge in this generation as well. May the Lord continue to refine us in the wilderness of this world until he leads us to the true land of promise, our eternal home in heaven. Thank you.